I'm joined by K's manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 5-2 win at Corinthian Casuals. Alan, this year we didn't need a suspiciously offside looking goal. It was a resounding scoreline in the end.
We missed some good chances as well, but time again, back four, goals against, they can score. I think they've got 11 in four games against, so five games, so I'm all bored about that really. Great win, five, you know, score five, delighted, but so the goals we concede are pathetic, you know. The back four's got to look at themselves, and we've got to do some work on that, to be honest. Looking at the back four, it looks strongish, it looks, you know, all right, but I think people are telling them how good you are, and I think, bloody hell, the two goals we conceded were scones.
When strikers miss fairly easy chances, as Carl Wilson Dennis did last week, you wonder how it's going to knock their confidence, but he took his goals very, very well today.
He took it and he scored at the end, and I was going to drag him off because he just missed the sitter like Lodgy did in the first half and Lodgy did in the second half to win the game. And you've got to kill teams off. When we're on top, we've got to kill teams off. But wasn't it, but he didn't have as long. You come away from home, it's 5-2, and it should have been a lot more. I don't think Luke's had another shot to save, to be honest, except for the two crap goals we give away. But he'll take it, and you know, we've got another week to prepare, but we'll certainly be doing some work in defensive duties, that's for sure.
Do you think, based on all-round play, Carl Wilson Dennis was the man of the match today? I thought he held it up very well up front.
All right. I thought Bobby worked harder, to tell you the truth. I was going as wrong today. This week and all that, I've been threatening to make changes on before Thursday night's training session. I was going to make three or four changes, but on Thursday night, nobody really sure that I wanted to play more than anybody else. So I stuck really with the same team, and Simon Huckle coming in. And, it's disappointing the goals we conceded, that's all. Carl's done all right, scored two goals, man of the match, no. I thought Bobby was better on him. But we've just got to get more solid, I'll say it again, defensively, we've got to do better.
You've got a feel for Jason Turley, haven't you? Not much first team action this season. He gets on the pitch finally and he's off injured within an hour.
That's a shame. That's football. That's life. That's one of the things you've got to go at. I was like that once. I had a stint for a year when I had an injury. I don't think Jason's had an injury before he come here, and he's been injured ever since, in the last year and a half or whatever. But he's got to knuckle down and not feel sorry for himself and work hard, and I'm sure he will do when he'll be back.
And what about Wayne Finney? How long is he likely to be out for?
He felt it straight away, another one you feel sorry for. Got yourself back in the team after a long wait, and it's hard to justify it now. It'll need a couple of days for the physio, and Stephen Jamie, he'll have a look at him, and we'll know by a few days' time, to be honest.
It looked like you were having a fairly animated discussion with their manager in the second half. What was that all about?
No, it's fine. Carl's fine. It's a little incident in the corner, and I just thought they were getting too irate, like, you know, people shoving people, and I was just trying to calm my players down. He was the same, he's fine, Carl Taylor. He's a good lad, and he's got them organised down here, so there's nothing.
And in the first half as well, it seemed you were quite keen to get the ball back and get the ball moving again, whereas their bench wasn't quite so keen.
Yeah, but against the wind as well, so I think they're thinking, hold on a minute, if we can go in 1-0 at half time here, and they've got the wind on the backs, I think they probably fancied themselves. I want things moving and all that, because that's how we play, you know. But you come out and you score a good goal, which it was a good goal, good finish, then, you know, you can go to whoever's in, you know, Lodgy's pulled out a 50-50, which I think is scandalous for anybody to do, to be honest. So he's pulled out a 50-50. Then it goes, you know, it goes in, then we concede the worst goal ever. The second goal, none of the centre halves attack the ball, it goes away, Bluff's got in front of John Cook, and another finish, and you think it's scandalous defensively. So we're not going to do anything if we keep on shipping goals like that. I'm telling you about now, if I've got to look at it defensively and bring somebody in, that's what I might need to do, to be honest, because we need somebody, a proper defender, who properly put the head and body where everybody puts them. We need full backs who are going to defend properly as well. I don't think we've done that today.
We'll have to defend a lot better next week against a tough looking Merston side. Are you looking forward to that one?
Yeah, I've seen him play a couple of times, got a good side. Mickey Sullivan comes down to our games a lot, so you know all about us. I think today, what Carl Gavers has wanted to get out of our back four, so it'll be a big test on the back four again. I've been bringing them up all the time because I thought today we weren't good enough, and I thought attacking wise we'd done very well. Defensively, I thought we were awful, and every time we went forward, it looked as though we were going to make a muck up, and that's what we've got to work on.